The Song Dynasty, which began in the year 960 and lasted for over 300 years, was a brilliant time that shaped Chinese history and the arts for centuries to come. Many of the ideas and things people associate with Chinese culture began during the Song Dynasty: tea drinking as a general practice, rice as a primary staple, and paper money all began during that era. At the heart of many of the changes was greater literacy and the mass production of printed texts. A system of schools sprang up, and examinations became required for entry into public office. This led to an efficient centralized government staffed by newly educated commoners. They all served the emperor. As that literacy spread, the economy thrived. People had more disposable income, and a new class of scholars, artists, and art appreciators emerged. The advances extended into science and technology, too. Coal was introduced, which lowered the costs of ceramic production. Song kilns were widespread and produced materials for commoners as well as for the elite and the court. Textiles were also enhanced. Mechanical looms, some with as many as 1,800 moving parts, increased the production of silk. Ink painting became more popular, and with it a strong preference for realistic detail. Faces and postures on view in this gallery reflect real life. And a kind of infatuation with textures emerged. Take a moment to appreciate the beautiful details of the natural world depicted in this gallery: stones and tree bark, flowing water, even mist and clouds. Compare the monochrome glazes of the ceramics with the subtle tones and shades of the ink paintings on display. An overall aesthetic of understated elegance blossomed during the Song Dynasty.